us. Collectively, out of it all has flowed this beautiful little book. It is a really fine book, easy to read, and worthy of the attention of all, old and young, who want to expand their awareness and growing consciousness. It is also a most useful model for the development of our future science. The present scientific establishment has grown somewhat fossilized by its current world picture and is locked into a view of reality that has outlived its usefulness. It has begun to limit mankind's growth and has so increased its sense of specialization, separateness, materiality, and mechanical computer-like functioning that it is in real danger of self-extermination. Its sense of wholeness and purpose has been severely fragmented, as our egos have reveled in the individual power created by ownership of physical scientific knowledge. We desperately need to find a path back to wholeness. This recent period of quantitative physical science has been extremely important to humankind's development, since it has forged a clearly discernible, albeit materialistic, path through the uncharted terrain of nature's expression. It has taught us how to perform meaningful, reproducible experiments, and to build and test relevant theories about nature. However, we have presently become so focused on this one path that we have lost the flexibility of sensing all the other possible paths of knowledge available to us in the wonderland of nature. We have come to think that the renowned scientific method is to be coldly objective about an experiment because that has been very effective for much of the past experimentation. However, the scientific method is really to provide the necessary and sufficient protocol for anyone, anywhere, to successfully duplicate the experimental result. If this requires a positive, negative, or neutral mental or emotional bias, then so be it. As we move off the purely physical path in our future experimentation, we will need to include, clearly define, and quantitatively measure these states of bias, because we shall find that the human mind and human intention alter the very substratum in which our physical laws operate. Our physical science does not necessarily deal with reality, whatever that is. Rather, it has merely generated a set of consistency relationships to explain our common ground of experience, which is determined, of course, by the capacity and capabilities of our physical sensory perception mechanisms. We have developed these mathematical laws based ultimately on a set of definitions of mass, charge, space, and time. We don't really know what these quantities are, but we have defined them to have certain unchanging properties and have thus constructed our edifice of knowledge on these pillars. The edifice will be stable so long as the pillars are unchanging. However, we appear to be entering a period of human evolvement in which certain qualities of the human being appear to be able to change or deform these basic quantities. Thus, our set of laws or consistency relationships will have to change to embrace this new experience. It isn't as if the old laws are wrong and need to be thrown out, no more than Newton was wrong when Einstein came along and showed that the laws of gravitation had to be altered when one adopted a frame of reference for observation that moved at velocities approaching the velocity of light. At this time, we are beginning to adopt new states of consciousness as reference frames for observing nature. And thus, the old laws will need to be altered to conform with the new experience, when the experiential sensing is sufficiently widespread as to constitute a common ground of experience. Along this path, humankind's view of itself, of the universe, and of the synergistic interrelationship of both is in for great changes. There have been some small beginnings made toward a new self-image for humankind. One that emphasizes the human wholeness and connectivity with everything around it. Everything seems to interact with everything else at many subtle levels of the universe beyond the purely physical level, and the deeper we penetrate into these other levels, the more do we realize that we are one. This book takes a great step forward by simply articulating that fact, thus contributing to the understanding of our future development. William A. Tiller. Introduction. This book is the result of some living room discussions that I had with friends over a period of time. They became more and more elaborate as topics were added to the original discussions. Eventually, my friends felt that presenting these ideas to a broader audience would be in order. Finally, I gave in to the well-intentioned nagging of my friends and put down some of these ideas on paper. As I sat down to write, I wondered whether it was the right time to do so,